I'm a big-hearted guy. I've got a heart the size of a disabled toilet.
Okay, recording. Recording now. Please listen.
Probably the wrong choice of words there, but
I'm asking you kindly.
I'm trying to describe how big it is. It's very big. I'll probably offend some people. Yeah, if I say no, they're clumsy. It's because it is very easy to offend people. I'm a clumsy man. But no, it is very easy to offend people these days. I did some jokes recently on television. I offended some people. I was doing some jokes about people who are wheat intolerant, right? Because I've got quite a few friends who've got this wheat intolerance fang, right? And what it is, they come around your house and you offer them a sandwich, and rather than go, oh, no thanks, they go, oh, I can't. I've got a wheat intolerance. And what that means is, if you give them some wheat, nothing happens. Nothing. And you give them a bit more wheat. Fuck all. You keep giving them wheat, after about 5 days, they feel a bit... Oh, I feel a bit... A bit... But they behave like they've got spina bifida, don't they? The people who are offended are called celiacs, and they are severely affected by wheat. They are severely affected by wheat, but they're like 0.2% of the wheat intolerance community, you know. And I'm sure they are a community. They've probably got their own fucking newspaper, haven't they? Yeah? I don't know what they're moaning about, these wheat intolerants, you know. They can do all their shopping in one aisle like that. Brilliant. I'm out of here. More time avoiding wheat. Wow. But I responded to the celiacs. I said, look, obviously I didn't mean you. I meant those legions of people. I said, I know loads of them. I've kind of taken on board a...
Please tell me that you found that funny. If you didn't find it funny, then just fuck off.